Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Conclave Radio. It is a Tuesday, so we were so good and consistent with our Wednesday shows, and now we are a random Tuesday show, apparently. Casey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm so happy we're ahead of schedule this time instead of behind schedule. We're on a roll. Episode 7.
Wow. Doesn't it? No, 8. This is 8. Is this 8? I think this is 8, because last week we were challenged, right, by Greg to do a conclave of 7, right? Would that mean this would be episode 8?
I get. You know what? If we have enough episodes to where I can't keep up with them, then that's okay with me.
That means we've been very consistent. We've been very consistent. I kind of feel like we just did one because we were Friday.
We just came back from the studio, and now we're here again. So.
It's going to be a great day. We're glad you're here. If you are listening live, you can feel free to call in. Area code 826-7088. That's 826-7088. I wish that had that made like a name or a word or
like turn into.
We find out what 7088 would be in a word. You can say 826 call or whatever.
Yeah.
Figure out, yeah. So it was a great week. Well, that was in Conclave. We will introduce our special in-studio guest. It's a historic day today, Casey.
Yeah, our very first in-studio, and she's getting the full experience. I can see on her face she's overexcited.
Well, you're finding out how the sausage is made. I mean, that's how you find out, right? Because you don't want to know. I mean, this is where the magic happens. You're not just listening on your phone. You're getting the full experience. We should like have tickets or like a studio, a studio audience.
Yes.
Of course, we were going to do that on the Halloween night. But I mean, I don't want to bring up a sore subject. But you know, someone bailed on us that night. But anyways, I digress. Let's bring on our in studio guest. She is none other than Lisa Johnson. We're so glad you're here with us. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it is our pleasure. It's just our pleasure. Now, let's be honest. I think today can be a very interesting 5 random questions with Lisa. My dog was apparently just chewing a $1 bill there, so that's what we just found out. But, you know, we're still going to do 5 random questions with you, Lisa.
Okay. We've been looking, and I feel ready.
Yes.
You know, and Clint, you should feel ready, too.
I'm not sure who's more nervous, me or Lisa. So I think it'll be 5 very good random questions. We will do it as always. We will not pull any punches. But there is no questions allowed. You can't be passing. You got it. Whatever is asked, you got to answer it, right? Unless it incriminates me, and then you have full right to bypass, right? You can veto that.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Well, let's recap the week that was. This past Sunday was our Italian Thanksgiving festivities. We had some great Italian food. We had the tablecloths. We sat together as a family. Mm-hmm. What were you guys thought about? We'll start with Casey.
It was delicious, first off. And I'm glad we got to see some new faces, some reoccurring faces.
Yes.
Conclave is definitely growing, and I'm glad they could be there for the Italian Thanksgiving with us as well.
Yeah, we had it was a crowd of people. I'm glad we had plenty of food, I guess, right?
Yeah, we ended up having a really great crowd, and the food was great. We had to kind of make a last-minute alteration in where we were going to get our food from, but ended up being really great.
Yeah, we say, yeah, we're going to have it from this restaurant. All's great. I called the night before, and I say, hey, I need to put an order in for tomorrow, and the lady says, tomorrow? And I say, yeah. She says, we're closed on Sundays. So we had to call an audible, but I think it turned out fine.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that, so it was good to me.
My belly was full. Was your belly full?
Mine was over full, as always.
Yes, indeed. It was delicious. So we had Italian Thanksgiving. We, of course, had a great worship time with Chase and Lauren as they led us in worship. And then we talked a little bit. We talked about we did a little subject segment called Magic Sticks. Sorry, so Casey, let me ask you about Magic Sticks. Mm-hmm. Lisa already knew about Magic Sticks. How long did it take you to be in on the, or did you pick up on it pretty quickly?
Oh, I didn't even know until you told me the secret.
Very nice.
I was stressing out. I think you did like 3 or 4 rounds.
Yeah.
And am I supposed to explain how it works? I mean, I can.
I guess we can just talk in. You can broad brushes.
Broad brushes. Broad brushes. Okay.
Yeah.
So Clint has a bunch of sticks in Conclave, and I'm thinking this is going somewhere differently. And he wants to play this game, and what was it? You have to pick a number between 1 and 10?
1 and 10.
And he sits these sticks on the ground in certain forms or ways, and I'm thinking, I have no idea what's going on. I'm thinking they're like Asian symbols or something.
Right, yes.
And apparently I just had to watch my surroundings a bit more than I should have, because I was stressing out, and then there are a few people who are like, oh, this is easy.
Well, so here's the thing. I thought about doing it for the whole group, but then if you do that, then you open yourselves up for the wise guy who's going to say, oh, yeah, I see what you do. You just blah, 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 and they try to be the clever one.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say, well, let me just pick out someone who I thought would be fun with it, and we picked Michelle. I mean, she's already she's kind of our easy target on the show, and she was a good sport, even though Landon tried to spoil some things because, you know, he would have been the clever one. He'd been like, oh, I didn't know we were supposed to tell how to figure it out.
Yeah, but he did. And I, you know, he's smarter than me. So
oh, did you hear that? Landon just, Casey just said that Landon is smarter than me. Did you hear that?
I'm never saying it again.
Yeah, don't say that again. That'll give him the big head. That'll give them the big head.
But you also said you got this game or trick from a guy named Big Dave. And for the podcast, I really want you to do your impression of Big Dave again.
Oh, you
want to
hear? Okay. So Big Dave is about 6'3", 250. He's a naturalist, but he is also has the voice almost of like Crush from Finding Nemo. So it's like, I'm Big Dave. And of course, I'm doing the sideways peace sign. I'm Big Dave. And oh, this is awesome. I mean, that is literally Big Dave. That is no stretch of imagination. That's how he talks all the time. It's awesome. It's gnarly. Yeah, so Big Dave was a great experience. Lisa, what did you think about Sunday night, about the magic sticks and all those things we talked about that night?
Well, I knew in the car that I was going to get you to let me in on the game, because after the broom game on Halloween, I knew I would get myself very frustrated, so I kind of put the wife guilt
you
trip
the
on
wife
there.
Card.
Yeah, I played the wife card, and I had you go ahead and let me in on the game. So it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good way to kind of start the message. I kind of talked about things that I learned from Big Dave, going with the fifth grade trip to Camp McDowell, which is in northern Alabama, and we kind of talked about observing your surroundings. And Big Dave used this magic sticks analogy. He played the game with the boys, and he talked about how we should observe kind of what's around us in life. And the older we get, that we always need to be aware of our surroundings and making wise choices. And I kind of compared that to the scripture that talks about how it's the same thing in our walk with God. And then we kind of talked about the lost knowledge. Y'all remember that? It was just the way he brought it up was he talked to us about this tree, and there was a certain bird, a woodpecker, that drills holes in a tree, and that the Native Americans would call that bird the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw those, there's only one woodpecker in North America that drills holes all in a straight line, and that's it only comes in Alabama during its migration period. And Big Dave would say that the Native Americans called that the sign of the teacher. And that he said things like that. He says, man, your parents would have known this. Your grandparents would have known this. He said, but this is like a lost knowledge. And he talked a lot about that over the course of the 3 hours we were with him. About he would tell us about this tree or this bird or this way of life. And he called that it was a lost knowledge that's just not taught anymore. And so we lose that, all its cool things. And so we kind of compared that to some of the lost knowledge of the church, that things that were so commonplace 20, 30, 40 years ago, and now it's kind of coming
right
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you mentioned one example was tithe. And I remember tithe mainly because my parents are really big into it, though.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, you know, being a youngster, it wasn't something I always practiced or knew of. In fact, I'm pretty sure I only learned about it recently because
mm-hmm.
when I started getting paychecks.
Yep.
So that was a big one for me.
Yeah, that's the time to do it is when you first start.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you first start having a job and it's consistent making money, you just go ahead and do it. And then what happens is it just becomes kind of a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will happen is when there are little Caseys around and they'll see you do it,
oh,
and then the cycle continues. Lisa, what did you think about that lost knowledge aspect of the show? Of the service.
Right. Well, yeah, no, I really enjoyed that part, you know, and I thought it went really well with what we actually, our speaker spoke on Sunday morning, because he referred to that, you know, and I think that there is a balance of maintaining a lot of our heritage and, you know, the things we were taught when we were younger or the older generations, but yet still balancing it with the needs of today also.
Right. And then we kind of, I read this, we talked about how that because we have this lost knowledge that we kind of lose out on the sign of the teacher should be on our lives and how other people should see it. So when we forget that knowledge, we no longer have the sign of the teacher on our lives. And so at the end of the whole show, before we say goodbyes, I'm going to read that quote that I read from that pastor in Zimbabwe because I just love it, love it, love it. So we'll look at that again before when we say goodbye, but it's time. Lisa, it is time. It is the most popular segment of the show for sure. It is time for five random questions. The time when we, that is how we judge our listener, our guest.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so.
That's a lot of pressure.
There is a lot of pressure, but you can do this. I believe in you. As long as you don't incriminate me, I think you're going to do a great job. But this is how you're judged. The world will judge you based on this. I mean, are you going to be Michelle? Okay. Are you going to be Pastor Mike? Are you going to be Drew? Are you going to be Greg? You know, Greg's like in his own atmosphere, not because it was so awesome.
He's on a totally different level.
Yeah.
But that made it interesting.
It did make it interesting, yes.
I think you guys need to give Michelle another shot, though. Because, I mean, what,
she was our first guest.
Right. So I'm saying, I think I'm pro Michelle. I think you guys are going to have to give her another shot. And
Sounds like something we will put in the books and think about.
Yeah, we'll take that under advisement.
Yeah.
And it's not that Michelle was bad. Michelle was actually fine. It's
right.
Just she caused all the technical errors.
It's just her atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Lisa, as you know, Casey always gets to ask the first question. You have five questions. We'll begin with you, Casey Hall. Please begin.
Well, Clinton, I hope you're ready as well, because this one kind of involves you.
Oh,
now that I have the advantage here.
Okay.
So my first question for you, Lisa, is what were your first impressions of Clint, and did you ever dislike him?
That is so unfair. I'm against this already.
Oh, my goodness. That was so long ago, too. I mean, we've been married for almost 15 years, so we've been together for over 17 years at this point. But, you know, what's really funny is I was actually meeting him because one of my best friends liked him. So I was really judging him not for my friend. And I was like, yeah, he seems like a great guy. And then here we are 17 years later.
I had to get her off with a stick after that.
And how does your friend feel about this now?
Clint wanted to date me a little earlier in the relationship. Like, he asked me out sooner than I would accept because I had to wait for my friend to. Me and her had a conversation, and I made sure, you know, things were good between them. We're still friends now. She's married and has her, you know, own family, so all is well. But I had me and her, you know, talked about it before I ever went on a date with him.
Okay, that was acceptable. That was fine. Okay. All right.
We'll survive.
Yes. All right, so what is the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn? Now, I'm going to take out...
Oh, you know the answer to this. That's just mean.
But there's a good little...
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I'm
most
ready.
Embarrassing thing you've ever worn.
And Clint knows this story, So this is probably why he, this is unfair. Okay, I was in fourth grade and I lived in Arkansas only for a year. It was a miserable year. Nothing against Arkansas. It just was, it wasn't good for me. And yeah, and like we had been in the same town, you know, and we moved for the first time. And so one day to school, I wore back then hammer pants. They've kind of come back in style, maybe a little bit, like in that, like in a different way, you know, at some point. But they've gone back. I don't know. Maybe they've gone back out now. But anyways, so there was a little group of girls, you know, over laughing, and one of them came up to me and told me that you could see through them. Oh, apparently, no. I guess they were thinner material or whatever. So I was so embarrassed. It absolutely devastated me, and I just felt like those girls were so mean, and it was, you know, it was one of those things. In fourth grade, you're 9 years old, and I still remember it at 36. Mm-hmm. Definitely had an impact on my, my psychological, whatever you call it. So
anytime I get really angry with Lisa, of course it doesn't ever happen much, but when it does, if I just think about little fourth grade Lisa
you
being
just
made
bring
cut
up
off,
the hammer pants and
if I recall it, then I lose all that anger, because how are you going to be mad at little fourth grade Lisa being made fun of in her hammer pants?
Yeah, no. Wardrobe malfunctions are always the funniest.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell a story just because it's hilarious.
Okay, go for it. Okay. Okay.
Freshman year, I was in the band, so we just had to wear the gym shorts and stuff.
Yeah.
Under. So I told my friend, okay, I wore my jeans over my gym shorts so I could just take them off instead of having to change in the bathroom. I got some glares, whatever. I told my friend, okay, here's the plan. We're going to go over to our other friend. Her name, I'm going to call her SM.
Okay.
And you're going to pretend to pants me, but you're just going to take off, you're just going to like pull down my jeans and not my shorts. And we're like, this is great. So I go over there. And all I remember is him pantsing me, and I do a joking dance. And I looked down, and my dance became a panic because he actually pants me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that was my
story.
It was
your idea, too.
Exactly.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I guess I should ask a question now.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll cut you some slack from from Clint.
Okay.
If you had $50,000, what is the first thing you would do?
The first thing I would do is tithe.
Oh, it's so spiritual.
Yeah. Well, no, it's true, though.
Well, it's true, but
I mean, I absolutely, and I mean, I'm not trying to do this, but me and Clint were both brought up in families where tithing was of the utmost. I mean, I honestly, like, I couldn't sleep at night if I didn't tithe first.
Yeah.
So,
but
I mean,
after that.
I would pay off all debt. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's pretty good.
That's smart.
Maybe
yeah.
take a small vacation in there. You know, we'd probably take the kids to Disney World and.
Woohoo! Disney World.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So your kids need to help you gain this $50,000.
That's
first.
Right. We need to get to work.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, what are we on?
This is question.
I've already gone over the hump question.
Yeah.
All right.
You've already done the
yeah.
Am I four?
This is four.
Oh, you've done pretty good.
How do you feel about
the
hump question?
You've done pretty good. You've done pretty good.
All right.
All right, so 4 and 5. I mean, so, you know, Casey's looking up a good one right now. I'm sure he's going to have a good one for you. I asked you about the embarrassing, about the pants thing. Little easier one. I can't go too easy on there. I'll get in trouble for that. Let me ask you this. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh.
That's the big question. Is a hot dog a
sandwich? The biggest questions of all time.
Yep.
I'm going to say no. It's a hot dog. It's round meat. It's not sliced. There's jelly. It's more in the round. That's like saying, is a hamburger a hot dog? I mean, is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah,
it's a type of sandwich. Yeah. I also agree.
Just because there's bread involved?
That's correct.
No. I think there's a poll out there. Everybody's going to be on this. Dog is not a sandwich.
No. I,
you can't just put weenie in the middle of bread and call it like a sandwich.
That would also be a sandwich.
I think any piece of meat with or other with other condiments in between two pieces of bread is a sandwich.
That is a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
You want to know why you two think this?
Why?
Because you're guys.
Well, ask any woman out there. It's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog.
I mean, it is your question, and you can answer however you wish.
It wasn't. A wrong answer.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's how you answer it. We tend to disagree. We tend to disagree, but a hot dog is absolutely a sandwich.
It is not a sandwich.
Okay, all right. So you've done it's the last one. So, Casey, come on now. Don't disappoint.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay. You might need to play the Jeopardy music as I make sure. You like to be remembered.
Oh my gosh.
Man, deep.
To be remembered. Oh. I don't know if I really care, honestly. I'm not going to be here. Like, I hope my kids and my family have fond memories of me, but what the rest of everybody thinks, I don't really know if it's that deeply important to me. Like, I hope y'all, you know, have fond memories of me, but I don't know. I have wondered what somebody would say at my funeral, and I don't really know.
You don't know what they would say at your funeral?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's that many people who really know me that well outside my family.
What about that? What about Casey? Casey would have.
Well, I think we're.
I would bring up Hammer Pants.
Oh.
Well, maybe,
I'm just kidding.
Maybe Casey could be the one to speak at my funeral one day. Hey, and this is how I keep my children playing the piano. Not Addie, because she likes to play the piano. But I tell my son.
I see. You're planning ahead.
That's,
but we went to a funeral this past week, and I was like.
You realize your son is taking piano lessons?
No. I don't know. Everybody really always gets me, I guess.
I get you.
Well, I know you get me, but you've been with me 17 years. But
yeah, that's why you threw that best friend away.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but I'm okay with that because I know me and I know my heart. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
I think you're underselling yourself. I think we all undersell ourselves probably a little bit. We all
especially
like
Lisa.
Yes, definitely, Lisa. You would do that. Well, you did very well, Lisa. You did very well.
You survived the five.
Yes. Now it's gonna take
us. Last one was a doozy.
It'll probably take us a few days to process it and decide.
Are you kidding me?
It takes a couple business days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna remind them who sleeps with at night.
Oh no, she's pulling up the wife card.
You've already played it twice.
I'm just kidding. I don't know that I can beat some of the ones that. Preceded me.
You did a great job.
And there'll be many more better than
me. We asked some incredible questions, though, so don't beat yourself
I wanted the Batman versus Spider-Man question. Not Batman versus Spider-Man, though. I'd rather have, Superman versus Iron Man.
I was going to ask you toilet paper
Superman.
Over or under. I mean, that was my
over,
backup.
Yeah.
Over, for sure.
Over.
Yes,
over.
We can all agree over.
We can all go over, because if any one of us said under, I knew you wouldn't say under because I live with you, but we were going to have problems. Casey.
Yeah, no, I'm an over-er.
You're an over-er. Sure. Good.
I want you guys one of these sessions to five random questions to each other.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
We can
I think
like
that
a,
would be fun.
Like a questions war, and we could put up a poll. Who won?
Oh. Who gave the better answers?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all can be your own special guest. Or you could have a moderator. And
we would need a moderator. We'd have to have a guest host. Special guest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we can work on it. That's a good suggestion. All right, so we just have a lot to do in about 5.5 minutes.
Are you telling me to be quiet? Is that what you're
saying? No, I would never tell you to do that. All right, but if you could just calm down for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, all right, so we've got the week upcoming this Sunday night at Conclave. We have a special guest speaker. His name is Jason Daffin. A lot of people know Jason Daffin from Metro Church. So Jason will be our guest speaker that night, so I'm excited about that. We'll have worship, we'll have food, the whole kit and caboodle. Jason is going to be speaking for us Sunday night, so I'm excited about that. I gave him one prerequisite when I talked to him yesterday about speaking. I said you can speak on whatever you want, but if you better not wear anything Auburn related. That's why. We just don't promote that kind of stuff at Concord.
Well, then you might be upset when I come up to Concord. Casey? I might just be a rebel because
Casey?
You said that.
No, won't hurt you.
That's true. What I don't know won't hurt me. That's true.
Gotcha.
I'll be there, so I'm entrusting you to the ship and make sure everything goes
fine.
Yeah,
I'll make sure everyone's in their place.
Okay. Let me read this real quick. You just got a few minutes, and then we're going to let Casey... everyone, let me see if I can read this pretty quick. I'm part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talk. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, rewarded. I now live by faith, lean in His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by faith is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My ways are few, my guide reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the fires. Hesitate in the presence of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. Must go till He comes, give till I drop, preach till all till He stops me. And when He comes for His own, He will have no problem recognizing the air will be clear. One of the best things you can read on. Or hear all day. Just love it. Love it. All right, so we are wrapping this show up. It was a great episode. Lisa, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Great job. Yes, you're welcome back anytime since it's.
And the studio is AKA Lisa's office.
Oh, that.
No. It's the studio.
It's just the studio. That's right. Someone from Conclave asked, where is the studio? And I said, kind of break
I'm just
it down.
Saying, I think my office has been hijacked.
Well, it is no. It is now the studio.
We'll put up a sign.
That's correct. All right, Casey, tell everybody how they can connect with us on Conclave.
Well, in the area, we have our Conclave services every at Metropolitan Church of God. But if you're not in the area, you can definitely stick with us on Instagram at Conclave_Metro, or also on Twitter at Conclave Metro. Or you can also go on iTunes or Blog Talk and subscribe to Conclave Radio podcasts every week.
We also have Conclave groups coming this way, so they have been ordered. They are en route, so hopefully by next week we'll all have some Conclave Radio stickers to give out to everybody. We're glad you listened. Subscribe on iTunes, like Casey said, and we will see you next week for the next edition of... Conclave Radio.